Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Traffic, barbecues, and beaches. It's the kickoff to Memorial Day weekend. And did you know this year marks the 150th year of this cherished American holiday? General John A. Logan is credited with adopting the official Memorial Day in 1868. But depending on who you ask, there are different origin stories. From former slaves commemorating the Civil War dead in Charleston, South Carolina, to post-Civil War wives in Columbus, Georgia, the origin of Memorial Day depends on how you define the holiday. Dr. Rick Gardner is an associate professor of history education at Columbus State University. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
So we mentioned there are so many different stories about the exact origin of Memorial Day. The first one is there's a story of Black Americans who some say marked the first Memorial Day. You tell us that's not true. Why?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's not true.
Well, you disagree.
Well, it has to do with how you define the origin of a holiday. There were a number of cemetery dedications during and just after the Civil War, but those cemetery dedications were not deliberately attempting to start an annual tradition. Although you might be able to call them memorial days, but when we're asking the question of how did we get the Memorial Day holiday, that is, an annual tradition, it doesn't trace back to any one of those cemetery dedications, whether it be the one at Gettysburg in 1863, several in 1864, or the one that you're mentioning in Charleston, South Carolina, in 1865. Now, those events did happen, but the question is, are we looking to find the origin of the present-day memorial holiday, or are we looking to find where were flowers first thrown on graves?
So is it possible that when the Civil War was over, everyone was looking for a way to honor the fallen and that these were many different memorial days, if you will?
Well, certainly there were a lot of people going to cemeteries and throwing flowers, having decorations, even having parades and picnics and things of that nature. But the question again for us is, where did the idea of an annual tradition, an annual observance, where did that originate? And that's going to happen first in Columbus, Georgia. And then for 3 years, that will be an annual tradition that will be picked up by fellow you mentioned already, General John Logan.
Well, let's talk about what happened in Columbus, Georgia, so people understand.
Yes, ma'am. Well, basically, the women of Columbus, Georgia were trying to actually build a monument, and they really couldn't afford it. So they had a meeting, a little committee meeting, and said, well, what can we do that wouldn't be so expensive? And it just so happened that flowers are well in bloom. And they thought about, let's establish an annual holiday where we close down businesses and we go to the cemetery and we strew flowers on the graves of our dead soldiers, our loved ones. But when they did that, and it wasn't just in Columbus, they actually spread the tradition across to many cities. When they first did that in 1866, they didn't only give or put flowers on the graves of the Confederates, but they had this real sense of magnanimity that the Union soldiers, who were also buried in those cemeteries, deserved some kind of commemoration. And so they, and it was a spontaneous kind of thing, but these women felt, I guess, a sense of sympathy for the mothers of the North who weren't able to put flowers on their own sons' graves that were buried in the South. And so they threw flowers on those Union graves as well. And those stories got picked up in the press all over the country. And it created a tremendous sense of appreciation, particularly in the North, and eventually led 3 years later to the North saying, hey, this is a tremendous story, a tremendous gesture, and let's adopt this custom nationwide. And that happened for the first time in May of 1868, 3 years after it had been going on in cities across the South.
Now tell us about John Logan, who was the Union general.
Yes, yes. Logan was the head of the large Union Veterans Association. It was called the Grand Army of the Republic, or GAR. Very much like today, we have something called the VFW. It was a veterans association. And he was the one, his wife really felt like what the women of the South were doing was proper, conciliatory, and that he should adopt it. And he conceded to that and said, yes, I agree with you, told his wife that he would send out an order to all of his veterans that on the 30th of May, they would set aside one day a year to decorate the graves of the fallen soldiers across the country. But he didn't originate the idea. He simply adapted what had been going on in the South since 1866.
So to turn to your work, how has what's supposed to be a solemn day of remembrance turned into this unofficial start of summer, long weekend, beach day, hot dogs, and all of those related things?
Well, you know, most of the holidays that, particularly the 10 federal holidays that are recognized, we kind of have a sense of what they're all about. You know, Independence Day, 4th of July, Declaration of Independence, Thanksgiving, we think about pilgrims, Christmas, Easter, etc. But we really don't have a real good sense of the emergence of the Memorial Day holiday, how it emerged, what its meaning was, and what it's all about. That's kind of gotten lost over the years. And it's a three-day weekend, beginning of the summer. Not everyone has lost it, but by and large, I think our culture has lost the original purpose of why we set aside one day a year to commemorate the fallen soldiers. But the history, I think, part of the reason it got so lost was because there are so many different tales and legends that a lot of people think, well, we really don't know what the truth is about this thing. And that was probably the case back in the 19th century when many of these legends emerged, because there was no way really to corroborate them. We didn't have the internet. We didn't even have microfilm or anything back then. And so many people just claim that, hey, we were the first ones to do this, and we are the originators of the holiday. But we're at a point now where we can kind of sift through these stories and determine which ones are authentic and which ones are myth or half-truths. And I believe that's pretty much what we have been doing in our research over the last few years.
Dr. Rick Gardner is a program director for history education at Columbus State University. Dr. Gardner, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.